David, I hate to break the news to you, but the Steelers will not win their seventh Super Bowl trophy this Sunday.
Well, hopefully no one will tie them for a number of Super Bowl trophies this Sunday. So there is something we can hope for, but this is not the Super Bowl that I was dreaming of, Kevin.
Well, you're obviously alluding to the New England Patriots, who have five Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah.
And if they win Sunday, they're tied with the Steelers.
Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way. Let's bring the Lombardi Trophy to Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'll settle for that. You know, in one of our earlier conversations, we talked about your having lived in the Philly area, Washington, Baltimore, Boston, but that you mentioned that you didn't transfer your allegiance to any of those franchises. So do you have any positive feelings about any of them?
Yeah. So if I did like a 15-second sort of tour of the region, the Redskins, I sort of have no feel, like total apathy. The Ravens, it's respectful hatred. The Eagles, I sort of like. The Giants, it's kind of just respect. My dad's a big Giants fan, and I feel like their style over the years has been like Pittsburgh, and they have a wonderful ownership team like the Steelers. And then the Patriots, I don't know. I just want them to actually not exist. So I'm definitely pulling for the Eagles, and I think I would no matter who they were playing, but now it's more intense.
For me, I have been rooting for ABNE, A-B-N-E, anybody but New England.
Uh-huh. I like that. I like that acronym. Can we get T-shirts?
I'm on board for you.
Perfect.
So what is it that puts it over the top that makes it go from, I respect them, I don't want them to win, I want the Steelers to beat them badly, I want anybody to beat them badly, to I can't stand New England?
I don't know. I try to compare, like, the Ravens, I can't stand, but there is some kind of respect because I feel like it's just, it's the physicality of the sport. It's two teams throwing it all out there, and just, it's a grudge match. And with the Patriots, and I know a lot of people are going to think I'm just an irrational conspiracy theorist, but it's like you look at Belichick, who won't even speak during press conferences. You look at him, I mean, videotaping Steelers defensive practices before AFC championship games that I had to go watch. So I feel like he caused misery for me. You look at, the fire alarm going off in the Steelers hotel the night before the AFC championship game. That's weird. Is that a coincidence? It just feels like this franchise does weird stuff, and I don't like it. And I don't know, that the franchise just turns me off. There's an arrogance that I sense from Brady and Belichick. Maybe it's just jealousy. But, you know, I sometimes, when I listen to myself, I compare this to the relationship between Capitals fans and the Penguins, because, and we're kind of on the other side of this in some strange way. Capitals fans have this sense of this fatalism. The Penguins are going to beat us no matter what. And I love watching Capitals fans in pain. And I just worry the Patriots fans treat us in the same way.
Oh, you used the word arrogance. You know a word I'm hearing a lot about why New England is hated in this town? Smugness. That Brady and Belichick are smug.
It's exactly. That's maybe even better than arrogance. They're arrogant and smug.
David Green is NPR's Morning Edition host and, of course, the biggest Steelers and Pittsburgh sports fan at NPR. David, thanks so much as always.
Good to talk to you. EAGLES, Eagles.
Go Eagles.
There you go. Take care, Kevin.